Hello, welcome to a new Wednesday night meditation session with us here at Land of Joy. And we start by allowing ourselves to really settle down, allowing our body and our mind to come together. By slowly withdrawing all our senses from all the external surroundings and becoming aware of our physical form. Become aware of the weight of your body. Become aware of the weight of your head, your shoulders. Allow your whole body weight to sink down towards your sitting bones and either your feet if you sit on a chair or your legs if you sit cross-legged on a mat. Literally ground yourself. Be fully aware of the contact of your feet and your sitting bones on the floor and the chair, or your legs and your sitting bones on the mat and the cushion. And then from here, very gently, loosely straighten your spine. Make sure you don't become rigid or tight. Simply allow your chest to open up, your shoulders to relax, and your neck becoming straight by very gently and only slightly tilting your chin towards your chest. And then again, focus on letting go. Relax your abdomen. Relax your arms. Relax your facial muscles. For a couple of rounds, all there is to do is to allow ourselves to physically relax. We can use our exhalation to let go of any tension we hold in our body, and our inhalation to keep our spine loosely straight. naturally already doing it. But let go of any kind of effort to relax now or to keep yourself straight. Simply observe your body, how it expands and contracts while you inhale and exhale. Become aware of this natural rhythm of your body. The natural movements when you inhale and exhale. Allow yourself to just observe. There's no need to change anything in the rhythm of your breath, in the way your body naturally responds and moves with your inhalation and your exhalation. Simply be aware. Fully let yourself emerge in the sensation of inhaling and exhaling on your physical level. And then gently start to shift your awareness from the physical movement, which you can observe in your body while you inhale and exhale, to the sensation of inhalation and exhalation in your nostrils and your lungs. Allow your mind and your awareness to be fully aware of any sensation which you experience while you inhale and while you exhale, all the way from your nostrils down into your lungs and all the way back from your lungs through your throat out of your nostrils. Again, allow yourself to simply observe. Remain in the natural rhythm of your breath. No need to do anything, to change anything, to influence anything. Simply shift your awareness. fully aware of your posture. Become fully aware of the weight of your body. Feel the contact of your legs or your feet on the floor. The contact of your sitting bones with the cushion or the chair. Maybe you feel any tightness in your back, or you started to become tense in your abdomen. Allow yourself now to completely relax. So we take a short break, really only of a few moments, allowing ourselves to adjust our posture, allowing ourselves to get our energies moving again. Sometimes we get stuck while we are in meditation, stuck in the sense of that we become very heavy or very tensed, or that we become very sleepy. And then it's good to move a little bit, to activate yourself a little bit. And if you have this feeling you are very excited, your mind is really racing, and it was very challenging for these 16, 17 minutes now to again and again refocus on your object of meditation, the sensation of your breath, first in your body and then in your nostrils and your lungs, then allow yourself to become still on your cushion. Be more aware of your exhalation. Take a couple more moments to really allow yourself to let go with your exhalation. Any tension, any tightness, any nervousness, any restlessness. And then allow yourself to settle back in. Maybe you want to take a deep breath in and fully exhale. Sometimes we don't really take care of ourselves, don't really take care about the way how we sit, if we are sitting high enough, or if we are warm enough, or maybe we are too warm. And it's just all those things you can adjust now before we start the second part of our meditation session. It's very important to learn to take care of oneself, to be kind with oneself, and to really become aware of what you need. And it is so important, because the more we are kind with ourselves and the more we allow ourselves to become aware of what we need, where are our limitations, what we need to take care of, the more we will share that with everyone around us. This kind of gentleness and kindness. It comes more natural, it's not so forced, because we train with ourselves. So once you settled back in and you took care of what you need, again, Relax your body. Relax your shoulders, your face, your neck. Relax your abdomen, your legs. And then keep your spine loosely straight. If you have a problem with increased saliva during your meditation, you can place your tongue on the upper palate behind your front teeth. It's a very gentle touch, and that decreases the flow of saliva during the meditation. So we will start by refocusing on the sensation of our breath in our nostrils and our lungs, following our breath all the way from the entrance of our nostrils, through our throat, into our lungs, and all the way back from our lungs, through our throat, out of our nostrils. And then I will start to guide you through a meditation on kindness. But for now, simply allow your mind to refocus, to rest on the movement of your breath, the sensation of your breath. So at the moment, all of us are really bombarded with information and news about the current world situation, and there's a lot of nervousness and anxiety, a lot of subtle worries going on within our minds, within the minds of all the people who surround us. And it's not only the question about will we be safe and will we be healthy, it's also how will the world develop? How do we deal with all the consequences of what we are experiencing right now? And we can forget in this flood of worrying and sometimes very negative information about all the positivity which there actually is in the world. And what becomes very clear in this time now, or those times, is how interconnected we are, how dependent we are on each other. So with this meditation, we will try to allow our mind to develop a genuine feeling and experience of kindness. And we can do so by starting to remember the times when we were really, really small children. When we were maybe 3 or 4 years old. Try to go back to your earliest childhood memory. Maybe you can connect to that feeling, how the world was such a mystery. There were so many things we didn't have a clue about. So many things we didn't understand. We can start by thinking about all those small things which our parents or people who were really dear to us taught us, like tying our shoelaces, dressing ourselves, or how we learned to eat, to hold a knife, a fork, and a spoon. All those basic tasks, which are so normal to us now, we don't even waste a thought, we just do it. But it's due to the kindness of someone else that we can actually perform those tasks. Someone was so kind to take the time to show you how to button up your shirt, how to close your jacket, taught you how to protect yourself when it is cold, how to protect yourself from too much sun. How to prepare food when you are hungry. Then we got older and we started to go to kindergarten and to school. And it is due to the kindness of our teachers. And it doesn't matter at all if we like them or not. But it is due to their kindness that we can write, that we learn to write, that we learned how to read, now it's so normal that we open a newspaper, a book, that we scroll through all the articles on our phones. But it is so amazing that we can do that. That all those shapes and forms have a meaning to us. That they form into words, into sentences, which make sense to us. It is because someone took the time and the effort, made the effort to teach you, to guide you, to explain it to you. And then we grew up even more. And we started to go to university, or we started a vocational training. Whatever was the profession you learned, there was someone who shared their knowledge with you, who helped you to become an expert in a special field. Someone who mentored you, who guided you, who took the time to explain to you all the things you didn't know at the time. How kind, how amazing, how lucky are we? So with this knowledge we gained, we were able to start to work, to get a job. Maybe you can remember the first time you received your first payment. Maybe you bought something special, or you invited someone with the money, or whatever was the cause. And we start to get this sense of, this is my money. But again, if someone wouldn't have been so kind to give us a job, to allow us to work somewhere, we wouldn't be able to earn money. It needed someone to create a position where we can work in. And not only that, it needed countless beings to create the materials we use, to build the houses we worked in, to provide the methods of transportation we used to go to work, to come back from work. Take a moment to think about all those countless beings we are connected to. All those beings who produce our clothes, who help grow our food, nourish the animals which we will consume. All the things we own, all the things we buy, all the things we use, we do, all the knowledge we have is due to the kindness of other sentient beings. Allow your mind to explore it for a moment. And maybe, which very often happens, is that we have the thought, yeah, but I did it on my own. Maybe you had it difficult. Maybe you had a struggling time in your job or in your upbringing. But just play with the idea that no living being would do the things they do and would help us to get the things we own, we use, we consume. How would our life look like? And the longer we sit with it, and the more we allow our mind to entertain this idea of kindness of others and the interdependence we are experiencing, sometimes very obvious and sometimes very subtle, the more we allow that to develop in our mind, the more anxiety vanishes. Because we are relying on each other. And also, as much as we need others, they need us. That we share our knowledge. That we help others. That we provide them with the things they need through our work, through our engagement in the communities, through our support in our families, with our friends. And then simply rest for a couple of moments on your breath. Let go of any intellectual work, of any analysis and thinking. And then completely relax your mind, your body.